8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
People say it all the time when they, you know, not everyone, but a lot of them, when they come into some wealth or something, all of a sudden they got cousins they never knew they had. You know, they got people coming from everywhere. It's always something coming to try to eat up that wealth. They don't come around if there's no wealth. So see, when you get into a place where God really starts, guess what? It's coming. And you have to know how to retain riches. You have to know how to wait on stuff and not let people's urgent problems become your problems. They've been 5 years getting into that trouble, and all of a sudden now in one day they want you to get them out of it. Not so. And that is not God telling you to get them out of that problem. Hello? But they'll dump it on you and try to make you feel guilty. Try to make you feel guilty. And before you know it, okay, that guilt, you can't, oh, I'm just going to go ahead. And then you open Pandora's box, and then before you know it, a spirit is, it's made wings. But a king is prosperous. Say amen, lights. Amen. It is. Kings are prosperous financially, spiritually, physically. Amen. Relationally prosperous. God gives us the capacities to do all of these things, to be all of this, and not just one out of the five. Okay? So kings need finance. How many know finances? When a person has finances, they automatically have some influence. Come on, don't get religious on me now because we're talking about money. Money influences. It may not, you know, feel good to have to say that or that to be a fact, but it is a fact. If you got a lot of money, people are automatically going to respect you. They may not like you, but they'll respect you because you got a lot of money. You can be a devil, but because you have money. Come on, see, it carries a measure of influence. Because you can make decisions, you can evoke change with things. Yeah, look at the clout Bill Gates carries, Warren Buffett. Look at these guys at Fortune 500 companies, and that they carry influence. What are we getting at? Kings need finances, amen, to influence and also to govern. Now, there's a measure of influence. Can I talk about prosperity? It's okay. Can we talk about this? This guy can be real quiet, like it's hurting or something. I don't know. Kings, it takes a measure of finance to govern. Think about it a moment. Now, I know spiritually we can be all that, but it's time for us to get the boots on the ground. Amen. You know, we fought the aerial warfare, and we've taken dominion. Now it's time to see stuff manifest on the ground. Would you agree with me? Yeah. Amen. So prosperity, that don't mean us just having, you know, wads and wads and wads. I mean having enough to fulfill God's purposes and plans. It'd be hard to govern anything broke. I'm trying to look real broke here. Right? just broke, but you govern. What you governing? And I don't want to put too much emphasis just on money, but we are called to influence and to govern. In other words, when there's a need, and I don't have to have wads and wads, you know, bank accounts everywhere, but when there's a need, I'm able to fulfill that need because I'm not broke. I'm not just, you know, you have to wait till next month for the lights. But yet, you're governing. What you govern? Kings are prosperous. I'm not saying that we don't get into the tight from time to time, and, you know, money acts funny sometimes and all that, but overall, it's able to meet needs. You're able to get the job done. You're able to move forward. You know, if I were to say, hey, I need five of y'all to travel to, let's say, to Rwanda with me. I need you, and you, and you. Whoa, apostle. Come on, I'm in your Kool-Aid now. That doesn't necessarily mean that you are broke. What it does mean is that there's another dimension of prosperity for you to get into, hello, in order to be able to say yes, hello. And I'm not just talking about, you know, just randomly picking people. God put you in my spirit to bring you alongside. Well, I don't know. You understand what I mean? It shouldn't be that internal struggle. Why? Because kings are prosperous. What's getting quiet, y'all? Looking at me all funny and making me feel bad. Come on, we got to think differently. That's where it starts. So that may not be your current situation. Don't stay there. Travel in your mind. All right, I heard a word here. Lord, I received that. I'm supposed to be prosperous. So next time opportunity comes and I know my heart is there, Lord, I need to have you prosper in me. I need to have it there or have the source to get it so that I can go. I mean, God will give you favor on your job. Hello? God, when it's God doing it, God, that's part of prosperity too. God will give you favor. The prince of the eunuchs will say, go. Be blessed. Bring me a souvenir. Kings are prosperous. Listen, I'm talking to me too. Because with the magnitude of what is in front of us, we need God's wealth. We need great prosperity. But you know what? I'm thinking like a king. If God called us and qualified us, where he guides us, he provides for us. Amen. Tell somebody, I have it right now. Come on, tell them, God has already provided. I just have to accelerate my thinking so I'm not in God's way. I started out tonight saying somebody right here, right now, God could have a miracle waiting on you. And he's just waiting on you to get your mind right. Tell somebody, why not me?
Why not me?
Why not now? Why couldn't it be you with a testimony? How God broke you through. Kings are prosperous. God is our provider. Give me 1 Chronicles 22:14. Now behold, in my trouble, this is David. And David, through his life and through all the battles that he had, he prepared for his son to build the temple. Look at this. Now behold, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000 talents of silver and of brass and iron without weight. For it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. Kings are prosperous. And it is God's will. It is in our constitution that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. So I have control over what I think. And so I deal with my thought life by allowing God's word to come in and transform me and conform me to the image of Christ till I'm thinking like him, till I'm representing him fully, until my soul starts to prosper and suddenly doors open up, suddenly ways are made, suddenly things started being drawn to you that weren't drawn to you when you were moping around. Amen. Looking down on yourself, sad and defeated. Hello. Kings have to think like kings. Tell somebody right now, God has already made a way for you. God's way is not a struggle. I said, God's way is not a struggle. It's not breadcrumbs. Stop eating the crumbs that fall from the table. Stop being satisfied with crumbs that fall from the table. Doesn't matter what our station in life is right now. Hello. It starts with how you think. It starts with you arresting thoughts. It starts with you with taking dominion over the spirit or the domain of poverty. God has delivered us from poverty, sickness, and death. He broke that curse. But the poverty lies in the mind. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, the poverty lies in the mind. We have to arrest those thoughts. Read the Constitution. Read your rights. Enforce your rights. Tell your body what it's going to do. Tell your mind what it's going to think. Tell your mouth what it's going to speak. Bring this body subject. I'm a king. I'm an ambassador. I'm an envoy. I'm a mediator. I have dominion over domains. I will prosper. I will be in health. I will be the head and not the tail. I'm a king and I represent a kingdom. Amen. Start walking it. Start talking it. Everywhere you go, every place the sole of your foot treads, exercise your royalty. Make menial tasks seem royal. I remember the first bishop that I was under, he's an apostle, and I used to always watch him come in. The man was so full of wisdom, but I used to always watch him come in. The service would already be starting. He'd come in, and they had the reel-to-reel tapes, you know, it looked like the movies. And he would always come in, and he just before he'd sit in his big chair there, he'd kneel down, and he'd adjust it and start the reel. But God is my witness. This man, you could be talking to him next to the Coca-Cola machine, and wisdom would be just exuding from him. I mean, literally, an amazing man. But he walked in kingship. Now, his doctrine wasn't all accurate and everything, bypassing that, but the stature that he walked in, he knew who he was, wasn't afraid of nobody or nothing. Amen. You understand me? When a king shows up, there's royalty that shows up. Even if people don't like you or don't understand who you are in that, they know there's something that showed up here. Don't get it twisted in your mind. It's the royalty on your life. It's the Christ that's shining out of you, the King of Kings. Amen. Walk in that dominion. Walk in that mindset. Amen. Let me get this last one here. Kings need finances to influence and to govern. It takes prosperity to fully demonstrate kingship. Don't you feel better when your bills are paid versus when you're behind? You know, we don't just operate on feeling, but I mean, it's just who you are. It's right. It's who you are. That's where you're supposed to be. That's how God made you. Not to always be struggling, though there are times of struggle. I'm not trying to condemn anyone. Now, Jesus, what we have to understand concerning prosperity, Jesus has already made provision for us. Give me Mark chapter 10, verse 29. Peter said, Lord, we've left all to follow you. What's up? We left our fishing business. We're following you. Talk to me. It says, and Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren, or sisters or father, or mother or wife, or children or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, next verse, but he shall receive 100-fold now, not in the sweet by and by. Come on, we're talking about kings are prosperous.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.